Hey guys, this is Erin with End of the Show. Now that you're logged on, make sure you check us out on Facebook and Twitter. And I like Sunshine Factory.
Practicing your lines to keep them right, so that you can be ready for opening night. It's smart to see the world through many eyes, but you never try to look through mine. These memories that fall to the wayside, they will bring you down when you're up so high. Bring back what you've learned, it's what you've earned. You will get bridge on.
It is the End of the Shell Show. How's it going, guys?
Good, great.
My guests are the Sunshine Factory. You can find them sunshinefactory.bandcamp.com. And you guys, actually, I'm going to speak to two of you right now. There's a one guy here that is a Star Wars fan. Who is that?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. JP, I knew I loved you from the very beginning. And then there's another guy that's a Star Trek fan, right?
I love Star Trek. Yes.
You love Star Trek? How do you live with yourself?
I can appreciate both of them. I don't like or dislike both. See, when you said Star Wars,
he plays it safe. That's a safe answer.
That's a true answer.
Why, I'm dedicated to Star Wars.
I don't just don't draw lines in the sand.
I need to ask this question: who would win in a fight, the Borg or Darth Vader?
Jedi power, dude. Dark side Sith.
I don't know. That's pretty. Yeah, probably Darth Vader, just because he's.
Unless they somehow adapted to the Force.
Yeah, they could adapt to the Force, and then he wouldn't be able to hurt them. But he could probably just blow up the Death Star. I don't know. That's a good question.
That's why we're here, right?
I think Luke would probably end up winning somehow.
Luke. Those damn rebels, man. They were everywhere. I was like, damn you, why can't you just let the Empire just be happy? You gotta ruin their fun. The Empire always had really cool, like, uniforms. They had cool gear. You know, the Rebel Alliance, all they had was, they were just ragtag. Hardcore ragtag. Have you guys thought about making some sort of song incorporating all that?
My love for science fiction.
Yeah.
No. Well, we wrote a song about space. Yeah. One of the songs we're playing tonight is about space. There's no like Star Wars or Star Trek connotations to it, but
yet.
You can infer them if you like.
I like Star Wars, but recently, well, not recently, Battlestar Galactica.
Oh my god.
Did I just blow your mind?
You fracking blew it.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I was going to wear my frack off shirt today.
Yeah,
but
I almost wore that fracking shirt. Now we're not going to play music. We're just going to talk about Battlestar.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Sharon Valeri was like my like chick.
I'm more of a six guy.
Six was hot. Yeah, six was hot. Aaron right now is like, what the hell are you guys talking about?
I know what you're talking about. I'm just letting you be boys.
Real quick, Aaron, of course, you know, she is part of the new web series Outside the Shell. And have you always grown up with boys around, so you're kind of used to this kind of atmosphere?
Yeah, for sure. I'm the oldest with three younger brothers, and I mean, they're all awesome. Tons of guy friends, just get along better with them. So I can deal. I'm more comfortable anyway. Girls are crazy. I mean, yeah. Be serious.
What was it about music that really got you? Was there a bug or
well, like? Yeah, I mean, my dad's a drummer, and he just raised me literally from the car seat in his Firebird T-top with, like, Zeppelin and Hendrix and Dylan and just stories and just albums and vinyl. Just we'd spend every waking moment listening to music and watching film. So since I was a kid, I just was really, really into it. And, you know, like we talked about earlier with acting, music is what gets me ready to rock.
Ready to roll.
Ready to roll. Rolling. Winning.
Going back to music, you guys have started a Kickstart campaign. You guys are raising $2,000 to go and tour, basically. Now, are you guys using this money to tour Southern California or just California in general, or are you trying to venture outside?
Yeah, this is our first tour. I feel like I'm talking way too much. You guys want to talk at all? Shall I take this one? I'll take the
Through
one.
Careful editing, we can fix that. Don't worry.
Okay, good. I just changed my voice to Tony's voice.
We are actually going to be.
Yeah, this is our first time trying to go out of California. We've done two tours up through Northern California, and this time we're going to go with another band from Palmdale. El Camino Real is our friend's band. We're going to go through Nevada, Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, and Arizona. So that's the first for us.
So what's the $2,000 purely for gas?
Yeah.
By the time you guys leave, I honestly think you guys should have $3,000 or $4,000. Because yeah. By the time you guys leave, $2,000 is not going to be enough.
Yeah, it'll be.
Although I hear it gets cheaper, but you know, you go out east a little bit, maybe.
Really?
Yeah. Let's hope. Yeah, that's purely for gas, food, and place to stay. We'll probably figure out on the road.
I hear you guys have an insatiable appetite for ice cream.
Oh.
Will that
who's your informant?
I'll never
JP's
tell.
JP's like, I didn't hear that.
I don't know what you're talking about. Turtle.
Yeah, I have spies true. Everywhere. That's yeah, true. Right.
Yes.
What is it about ice cream? What kind of? I love Rocky Road. I'll be the first to admit.
Amen.
You know, Rocky Road is heaven in a handbasket. You get the almonds, you get the chocolate, and you get the marshmallows all mixed together perfectly. Pure bliss.
I really like shakes as well.
Cookies and cream, I think that's more or less what like cookies and cream ice cream, cookies and cream shakes.
Oreo shakes Oreo really shakes. Do it for me. Yeah. Those are good. Pretty much just, yeah. Anything in a shake form.
In shake form.
Is okay for me.
Nice. Aaron, you care to chime in with
me? Yeah, I'm obsessed with peanut butter. So if I have chocolate ice cream, I will melt peanut butter or just eat chocolate cake
Drape
with chunks of peanut butter. Yeah. Or just my favorite ice cream is actually hard chunks of peanut butter in chocolate ice cream. Oh. But you can only find it at certain places.
So does that include like Reese's Pieces ice cream too?
Except I like the peanut butter cups rather than the Reese's Pieces.
Peanut butter cups are to die for.
Epic.
The minis at work, they keep a ton of peanut butter cup minis, and I got 5 cavities at least just from those. To die for.
Yeah.
But enough of that. Okay.
I digress.
You guys released a 7-inch vinyl. Right, which included Tidal Waves and Lower Away. What was it that drew you to vinyl? Vinyl is very expensive to produce and to put out, but yet you guys did it anyway. JP coming in.
Ricochet.
I don't know. It's just creamy.
It's like so sexy.
It just sounds
ice cream, you know.
And how did you guys do with the sales? Did you guys sell out? Do you guys still have some that you're still traveling with and
yeah,
and selling?
That's also what the tour is going to be for as well, to sell the record. The reason we did,
No. Well, it's just a good way to get your name out there with like an official product instead of just demo CDs. It's like they can have something and our names on it, and
it looks sharp. It looks good.
It looks, it's a clean, it's a really good product, you know?
It cuts glass.
Exactly.
Dirk and we put, I mean, I was really happy with it too because Steve, the guy who, he's, I'd say he's our manager, he's the label, he runs the label that we're on.
The label guy.
Geez. Yeah.
That's what we call him.
He's the man.
He's
it'll
the big
hit
Steve.
Fake.
The man.
And he wanted to do a vinyl, and we were, I've always wanted to do a vinyl, so when he said that, I was like, yes, that would be great, that'd be awesome. And it was just a lot of fun to work on because we ended up recording it ourselves pretty much and mixing it ourselves. And the artwork was, I mean, it was just done by a lot of friends, helped us put it out. Like, the artwork itself was done by a friend we had met on tour in San Francisco by the name of Patty. She was a really great artist, and she helped us out with some really awesome artwork. And I don't know, it just was a really personal project. We were really, really happy with it.
Good, good. I'm glad my guests, of course, are Sunshine Factory. You can find them at sunshinefactory.bandcamp.com. And why don't we... take a little cut. I mean, I know it's not vinyl, but I just have you guys here, so we might as well hear Tidal Waves, right?
Yeah, certainly.
And then afterwards, we're going to put you guys, and we're going to even throw Aaron into the celebrity corner and see just what's really going on. We're going to have so much more right here on the Enter the Shell show. Whoa, and somebody tripped.
Foul play.
Anything can happen completely live.
This is live.
This is completely live. As we keep on...
Now JP on the bass.
Oh, JP slapping the bass.
He's just going to be slapping it. Would you look at that.
Jordan Judge, are you ready over there?
Yes.
I would change. I'm
relate to your precision.
Like a knife cutting through the
edge of your persistence.
Ooh. I am sharp, then I'm dull. I am
hungry, then I fall. Ooh.
When I'm in your kitchen, oh, won't you fix it? They are dry. They can
only see the edge of my nose.
Yeah,
the very, very tip of my nose.
And my feet, they are
tired.
They
won't walk not another mile.
They won't
walk not another mile.
So I wait and write
these big old tidal waves. Yeah, these big old tidal
The waves are perfect. Very nice. Very nice. I love that you guys just can change it up between voices. They're both distinct, yet they're both very separate, you know? Was that kind of the design, or was that purely by accident?
His voice is different than mine. I had.
You're like, hey, man.
But they managed to complement each other. Yeah.
We were talking about that earlier. Like when somebody else does it, you know, puts their piece in it, it creates a whole different feel. But at the same time, since we're all the same members, it still has a signature kind of feel like that. We could only, you know, do ourselves. You know.
And him and I are almost the same voice because we're related. So it's sometimes in recordings, it's hard to tell differences. So it's nice to have his voice. Yeah. Different. Yeah.
For that contrast.
It works nice. Yeah. It like flows well. With
nice.
Well,
it's time to get into the celebrity corner, and and you guys kind of were found by a celebrity, at least in my eyes, Steve Martin, right?
Yes.
Do you know Steve Martin? Please tell me you do.
We're friends with Steve Martin.
Yeah, he's one of our closest friends now.
We went to the park with him just last weekend.
You're kidding me.
He actually loves shakes, too. He likes shakes.
Does he?
He played kickball with Steve Martin.
That man is brilliant on a stick. He is just—he just gets it, man. Like,
that he is.
You know, like everything he does is just gold.
Well, he's got his own radio show too, which is pretty.
Where? I need to hear this immediately.
KPFK.
You're kidding me! Oh, I'm tuning in immediately.
Yeah, Friday night's
my side of the city.
How did you guys wind up with Steve Martin, and can I meet him?
He was introduced to us through a friend in Los Angeles that we played at. I don't know. It was just
coincidence.
Yeah.
Well, a friend of a friend. We played a gig. Then we went to another gig to watch the show, and then he happened to be there, and she was there. She introduced us to him. Like, hey, you know, you should check these guys out. Here's the CD.
It sounded awesome. Just like that.
Like
that. Verbatim.
That's cool. Did you guys? Are you familiar with Three Amigos?
Yes. The movie, yes.
The greatest movie in the entire world. Period. Period.
You're a Chevy Chase fan as well, huh?
Yeah. Chevy Chase, Martin Short, those three, comic gold. Comic gold. But I digress. Enough of Steve. Even though you can never have enough Steve Martin. Both Father of the Brides, both amazing.
Best movies ever. Come on.
Right? Father of the Brides, both.
Obsessed.
Amazing. What's yours?
Planes, Trains,
and Automobiles was okay. It was okay. It was no Three Amigos. It was no Father of the Bride 1. And no Father of the Bride 2. That's my...
Martin Short again.
That's my Martin Short again. Yeah, yeah.
We're talking about the same Steve Martin, right?
Of course. Yes. The same Steve Martin.
I don't know. I think there may be a bit of confusion.
Is that the Steve Martin that you're thinking of?
Ours is a bit darker.
he's Mexican. And his last year goes by Steve Martin.
Martin? In that case, we're talking about two completely Steve
Martin. Definitely. Yeah, we weren't lying. We are friends with him.
Yeah, his name's actually it's just Steve Martin. Like, he doesn't have a middle name.
Uh-huh.
He is okay. Steve Martin.
Not as cool now. He's looking at me disappointed now.
I am. I'm like, dude, you guys.
Get out of here.
I really thought it was like the real Steve
but
Martin.
But you can meet him.
I was like, both. I'll do it anyway. Just say, hey, I met Steve Martin. Yeah, it's totally cool. Let's keep on going further into the celebrity corner. We talked earlier about the Beach Boys and how you guys kind of, you guys were playing at, was it KPFK? And you were tickling the ivories, and you come to find out that was donated by Brian Wilson. It's going to be, I believe, 50 years now since the inception of the Beach Boys, and Brian Wilson has actually said that he might be into a reunion concert. I think I'm there too. That is something that I don't even know why, like, they decided just to go their own separate ways. I don't know if it was because Brian Wilson was just in his own genius mind, like, you know what, I can do this without anybody else. Or if it was just like, you know what, your ego's too big and we're out of here. But I hope they do do it. Would you guys be there? Would you guys be interested in that reunion?
If I could afford a ticket, yeah. No, yeah, sneak in. I'll definitely go. Because like I said, we saw them play. It was essentially just Mike Love. And that was still pretty good.
Yeah,
but I had watched some Brian Wilson live performances. And I remember watching them a couple years back, and they weren't as awesome as I thought they were going to be. But then I saw some more recent ones, and it just improved so much. Like, he was performing stuff off of Pet Sounds, and they have, like, they reenact, like, almost every aspect of the album. Like, even, like, a guy with a bike belt is like, ding, ding. You know, it's just... Excellent.
So it wasn't through some computer. They actually had the actual sounds.
Yeah, there was like 30 people in the studio. It was pretty intense.
That's
so
cool.
If they had all that with the remaining Beach Boys, that would be even more awesome.
Love and Brian.
Yeah. So hopefully we can look forward to that this summer. Let's everybody have our fingers crossed.
Yes.
Yeah. Disney is capitalizing on Osama bin Laden. Of course they are. They're Disney. They can do whatever they want. They actually, the day they found out that Osama bin Laden had died, they actually went and they put a patent on the name SEAL Team 6, which was, of course, as we all know, the SEAL team that went and did the dirty deed. This is brilliant. This is completely brilliant because they have a patent now for toys, for clothing, and I believe for video games.
They're gonna be like, like SEALs.
Yeah.
Like
Navy,
seals.
Yeah, Navy Team SEAL 6. I believe they put the patent for. It's still going on in the patent thing, but I mean, they pretty much did it first.
They'll have a Pixar movie pretty soon, I'm sure.
I don't think they will, because it's too gory for their kind of demographic. But what I do like is the fact that they are going to capitalize, and I know for 100% fact they are probably going to put out a video game with Navy. I mean, wouldn't you guys like to just have that video game, and you think you're SEAL Team 6, and you're going in, and you're actually killing Osama bin Laden? Wouldn't that be fun?
I think I'd level over and over.
Right?
It's
it may take
crazy,
a minute for them to be able to do that. It's a little heated situation right now. Shoot, they'd have to wait like a few years. And all right, it's not as big a deal anymore. Now we can. Like the Hitler games, you know, you couldn't do it right when it was done.
Yeah.
They didn't have any games.
There has to be some sort of cheat code where you can unlock Mickey and he's in that, you know?
Yeah, I wonder if that's what it is, just a bunch of Disney characters killing Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
All like personified as, well, I guess it wouldn't be personified.
Moving right along into the celebrity corner. Paul McCartney. I don't know if you guys are aware of this guy or not. He's kind of an independent label type guy.
I think I heard of him.
Right?
It's a familiar name.
Yeah, very familiar. He's said that he is now about to release a covers album of Standards. You know, usually when Paul McCartney does something, he can't go wrong. But his voice, and I'll leave it up to you guys, because maybe you guys have a better kind of idea of just with sound and things like that. As we all know, before me and JP were here earlier for about, I want to say, a good hour, just trying to like tune you guys in, because it's interesting. But anyway, I digress yet again. Do you think Paul McCartney could pull off doing some Standards or anything like that, you know, the those throwbacks, you know, Frank Sinatra type stuff?
He has the potential. I'd be down. Sure, I'd give it a...
He has the world's best Christmas song ever, so...
Is it, was it, we are having a merry Christmas time.
No, that's not the best. That's one of my favorites, but I don't tell too many people.
It's his ringtone on his phone around Christmas time.
Nice.
No, I think he can probably pull it off.
I don't know. His voice is so good, but I don't know if it can pull it off, because it's those songs are very classic, very timely, whereas Paul McCartney's voice is just so dope. You know, like, sometimes you can have just too good of a voice for a song.
What about Barry Manilow, though?
Barry Manilow is badass,
I'd
man.
Have Paul McCartney than Barry Manilow myself.
That's I don't know.
Me. That's just me.
Well, I suppose it would depend on what songs, too.
Yeah, it definitely depends on what songs. Aaron, do you want to weigh in on this?
I was just going to say the same thing. It depends on what songs he's going to try to do, and if he's going to, you know, try to just cover that song in his own way, or if he's going to really put his own style and make it his own and, like, give us something we haven't heard before. Like, that would be a good way to kind of drop it, I think.
Since we are in the celebrity corner, other than Enter the Shell just making you a, you know, global phenomenon.
Yeah.
You've been in some TV, right? You were in Rules of Engagement.
Yeah, I did that a couple weeks ago. Well, it aired a couple weeks ago. But I mostly do features.
You're mostly a film girl?
Yeah, mostly. Yeah, but
you're like, I don't dabble in the small screen.
Well, no, but I mean, like I was telling you, the head producer of Happy Madison, we're actually having a drink at the Roosevelt when I first got to LA a couple months ago, and I didn't know
I'm just
who
saying.
He was. No, I didn't know who he was, man. He wasn't like somebody's face you'd see. He's behind the scenes, you know? So we're kicking it, and he's like, oh, so you're classically trained, I hear. I'm like, yeah, you know, went to school in London, whatever. Shakespeare, Tarantino, Scorsese. And then he's like, oh, so you wouldn't want to do like a shitty sitcom or whatever. And I was like, no, I mean, like anything with a laugh reel makes me want to throw up. Like, those people are dead. I hate it. And then he walks away, thought it was funny, and my friend goes, that was the head of Happy Madison Television Productions. Way to go. But I made him laugh, and I still got to do the show. But
you're like, but,
but I don't know if I'm ever going to get to say anything. No, but yeah, just, you know, work and do my thing.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. Do you have any advice for any struggling actresses trying to make it here in Hollywood?
Well, I mean, nothing worthy or nothing nothing worthy is easy, so it's, you have to dedicate your life to the craft. Like, I'm never gonna not act. Like, this is what I love, this is my passion, you know, directing, producing, music, songwriting, all that stuff I love as well. But I mean, those things won't give up on me, because that's what keeps me going. So when people are like, I'm struggling or whatever, it's like, well, is there a time limit, and do you have a backup plan? Because if you do, like, get out of here, you know. I'll let them be their own demise, and I'll just keep on going.
Nice, nice. What do you guys think of Aaron, by the way? I'm going to just go do a instant poll. How about that?
I give it a
pretty
bad
approval rating, yeah.
Look at you, Smith.
Is it a one
pretty
to two? Do you guys want to hold up like a show of hands?
Completed. Everybody there. Yeah.
Can you guys show me how much
you are winning over the crowd so much. I'm so glad you're a part of Enter the Shell, Aaron.
Well, thanks for having me, man.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. It's now time to find out who the artist of the week is. Now, I'm going to give you guys some clues, and let's see if you can guess who it is. All right? Here are your clues. Okay. This artist is from Pennsylvania. Okay, there's one clue. You might miss these shadow people if you're not looking. In there, I assure you, there was a clue. It'd be a shame if you let these guys pass you by. There's another clue. Probably the name of the song. I don't know. I don't know. I don't write these clues. Do you know who this artist is? Anybody want to take a gander?
Yeah, more clues.
No, because then you guys would get it.
No,
these clues are designed to be hard. No?
I just thought, Don't Pass Me By, it's a Beatles song.
Mm-hmm.
McCartney.
Paul McCartney? Nope.
Ringo, or, yeah, Ringo's my guess.
I'll tell you what, wake up and grab your toothbrush on Friday and find out if the doctor is in. So check out that Artist of the Week blog, okay? Maybe you can see who it actually is. There was a clue in there, I swear. I swear. Major clue. Major clue. No? No?
Dr. Eminem?
Very close. I'll tell you guys off the air. I can't.
I know who it is.
Who?
Is it Dre?
Do it.
Can I say it?
Say it. Oh! Give him a round of applause.
There you go, Tones.
Dr. Dog.
There you
is the artist of the week.
Tones on the mic.
Nice. Very nice. Well done. Well done. You're only the second band to have ever gotten the clue. And the first band that got it, the clues were just ridiculously like easy. Ridiculous.
So you're smarter.
So you guys are way smarter. Way smarter. I'll tell you what. Let's hear another song. This is what's the name of this song? Cassini. What is Cassini?
It's a song about outer space.
Oh, fantastic. This is the Star Wars song.
The non-Star Wars.
Sit back and enjoy.
Why do you hate?
No, I love it. I love it. I'm a Star Wars kid, if anything.
Good.
It has like a little story. Yeah, I wrote it about, the Cassini probe that was launched several years ago. Like, I was watching that. I was like totally paying attention to that whole thing. And I started writing because I thought it was the Cassini Huygen, I believe it's. I don't know how it's pronounced. But they like separated once they reached a certain part, and I thought that was kind of a cool, like they had traveled through space and they had seen all these planets and taken these really cool pictures, and then they had to split apart. So I used it as like kind of a
metaphor
for people. So we kind of
very nice
it into a song. It's super nerdy, but I enjoy it.
No, I love it. I love it. Well, let's hear it, and then we'll get to some shout outs, and then we will find out the moral of the show. All that coming up next right here on the Enter the Shell show.
My guitar too loud?
Your face is too loud. Oh! Wow. Dang. That was awesome.
Zinged by a turtle.
Thank you.
damn, where the hell did you guys come from?
Yeah. Outer space.
That's what I'm talking about. If you're not in love with them by now, then I feel sorry for you. Sunshinefactory.bandcamp.com. Go support them. Go
seriously.
Go buy
support
all
them hard.
Like times 10. They you know, I'm not saying that you guys really need it, but you know what? Like, you guys have just this infectious vibe about you guys, and I really want your Kickstarter, because I know, like, once you hit $2,000, that's fine, but we want you to hit $4,000. We really want you guys to go out in style and eat all the ice cream you guys can. Yeah. And milkshakes.
Sample all the Midwest.
Right? And come back and let me know. Hell yeah. Dude, you guys have been one of my favorite bands coming in.
You guys have been super cool, both of you, Turtle and Aaron. Been really, really fun. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you so much. You guys have both been really awesome.
Aaron, you came in at such a spectacular time.
I'm so excited. I'm just like sitting here taking notes. I mean, you guys are so much fun. It's hard to sit still. I'm like, sit still. I want to dance.
You should feel free. I say the last song, you just get up and dance.
I just might need my own little space. I already know at your shows, just make room. Make room for Fanny.
At your shows, do females get up and dance, or what's a typical Sunshine Factory show like?
Okay, I know you're going.
Do females dance?
All right, we were at Silver Lake Lounge one time, and like
Salvation, my friend.
Yeah, I love that sign. That's the best sign ever. And we're just doing our set, you know, playing music, and there's a few people, and then all of a sudden, was that Luchador? Like, what was he wearing?
Kato mask.
Yeah, and they were just digging us. About halfway through, they just started, like just dancing for, like, 20 minutes, every song, just getting all crazy. And then they bought us a bunch of beer. Yeah, they're just like, here, take this. And then...
never did get their names.
Yeah, we never got their names. They just disappeared.
They were dancing fairies.
So to answer your question, females and guys in masks dance.
Good.
In Sunshine
Bay. Yeah.
That's very sexy. Do you like guys in masks, Aaron?
I only like guys in masks.
Okay. Very nice.
Dancing at Sunshine Factory shows.
It's now time for some shout-outs. Do you guys have any shout-outs that you would like to give out?
Yeah, and I say hello to my girlfriend Kim and my parents back at home in Palmdale and my sister.
And my mom, dad,
not dad.
Poor dad too. Yeah.
Dad, you were excluded.
Brothers, sisters.
Was that too harsh? Okay, dad, you're not excluded. You're completely cool.
I don't know why I said that.
Careful editing. Josh Bloom is a cool guy. JP?
Yeah, cool.
So I have a question. Do you guys all have girlfriends?
Sorry, I just had it. Can we get a cohesive?
The ladies want to know.
JP, I'd figure you would have like thousands of females, man. You're a sex machine.
Hey, just because it's not a good relationship, he's not a sex machine. I never did that before. I never told her off, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to keep a relationship. But now I feel a lot better, so it's good, though. I feel like a jerk, honestly. Yeah, I don't know. It's not going to work out. So
okay. It's better that you did it then and then let it drag on out. Messy.
What about you, Aaron? Since we're
well, I actually did the exchange with my with him today.
With him,
back my stuff back.
With him,
yeah. So
Aaron is completely single. Everybody, no, I'm just kidding. She's
not, I really am.
She's not ready for a relationship. She needs to focus on outside the shell and.
Yeah, dude, I'm doing me. Like Drake says, I'm doing me. I don't have time for boys. They're just a distraction.
Nice. I got some shout outs I would like to give out. One to Mandito. Thanks, Mondo, for checking in with me. And it's been a while, my friend, but I'm glad that we're finally talking again and things are cool. To Georgette and to Draven Midnight Stone. I did, for all of those lucky few, 7,000 people, a few weeks ago was Friday the 13th. And I was lucky enough to participate in a webcast and go out and meet a few cool bands and plug Enter the Shell. And it was a really cool time. And it was the very beginning, but yet we've come so far. Now Enter the Shell is fully exposed, might I add, out in the world, and it's doing spectacularly. And my wildest dreams have not even reached what is now happening. Like, the things that are happening now with Enter the Shell are just, I couldn't even dream that now they're happening. So I'm really at a good place. And if I could just say one more thing, we just, and I'm extremely proud of this, we just launched Enter the Shell Radio. And this has been an ongoing project for, I want to say, 2 years that I've been trying to get this radio station just kind of off the ground. And it's finally up and running. If you go on to entertheshell.com, on the right-hand side, you'll see a speaker box. Click on that, and it's nothing but people that have been on Enter the Shell, or if we give out a free song, like we give out Lower Away, that song, and I basically made a downloadable radio station. So anything that you hear on that radio station, if you go on to entertheshell.com and search for it, guess what? You can now have it. You can have it. And I think that's the way the future should be, is everything is downloadable. If you want it, you can have it. And I think Enter the Shell is the first kind of downloadable radio station to do that. And that is only because bands like you guys, like Sunshine Factory, believe in Enter the Shell, and you guys do believe in music, and people like Aaron that just pop up out of the woodwork, out of the blue, you know, these people with these special gifts and talents that actually believe in the product, in Enter the Shell. They believe in music. So a big shout out to everybody that's, you know, supported Enter the Shell. It's been this crazy ride that is just in its beginning stages. So I just want to say thank you to everybody. It's quite the evolution.
Yeah, thanks to Christian Elder, for sure.
And to Christian Elder. Yeah. And by the way, Christian Elder, who is making everything possible with Outside the Shell. I would have never dreamt in my wildest dreams that we'd be starting a webisode series. And he's making that possible. So go out and support him. Schizothefilm.com is where you can support him. He's trying to make a film. And it's just like when you guys go out and make your record, except this is something visual instead of audio. And we need you guys to go to his Kickstarter campaign and just, you know, give him a dollar. Just say, hey, you know what? Thanks for helping out Enter the Shell. Here's a dollar or two. Hey, if you have a grand, give them a grand, you know?
Yeah, that's fine.
You know, any little bit helps, whether it's a grand, a dollar, or whatever. Yeah, there's different levels and stuff like that. So big shout out to Christian Elder. Ghost, the schizofilm.com. I'm going to have the link, and there is a banner on the website, entertheshell.com. You can just click on there, and it'll take you directly to the Kickstarter. And since you're already at Kickstarter, you might as well go and search Sunshine Factory and, you know, tip them a couple bucks extra too. Why not? Right?
They need gas money,
right? They need gas money. They need to go get ice cream. They need some milkshakes. Tip them, man. Tip them. Also, I want to give a shout out to Georgette, Dayla Ray Taylor, Joy Camille Navoa. By the way, we have these fans with the greatest names in the world. The greatest names in the world that I just butcher. So,
sorry.
Sorry. I want to give a shout out to NoHo 2 Studio. What do you guys think of the studio, by the way?
It's ill.
Pretty fantastic.
Right? Yeah, you guys are going to sign that. Don't worry. Of course. I mean, if you guys want to, like, paint something or whatever, you know, we can make that happen. You see that photo of that female right there? That's Christian Elder. He actually drew that. That's a spectacular female photo, or female drawing, I should say. Right? It looks like a photo. People need to come to NoHo 2 just to see that. Yeah. NoHo2.com. Also, want to give a shout out to our syndication partner. We are streaming on smartphones. If your phone isn't smart enough to stream us, give it an education. Log on to Stitcher.com. And then from there, we can now stream Enter the Shell Show. Right? Very interactive, very interactive. And it is now time to find out the moral of today's show. So let me just cue up the Demoralizer 3000, and that'll tell us the moral. Ice cream, peanut butter cups, Brian Wilson, Zing, Palmdale, Star Wars, Aaron, Outside the Shell, Beach Boys, Kickstart, and Ice Cream. All right, that means it's done. And if you can open up the envelope.
Well, let's see what we have here. And the moral for today's show is, anyone who says sunshine brings happiness has never woken up with the worst hanger of their life to their window being open and it being a bright, shiny day.
There it is. Oh. Oh, yeah, the moral of the show.
Beautiful.
I don't write this stuff, people. It's exactly. My guests have been Sunshine Factory. Find them on Bandcamp. And most importantly, we're going to have the links on entertheshell.com for their Kickstarter, for their Facebook, and for their MySpace, and all that good fun stuff. Go out. We really need you to go support them, become fans, and just love their music and really just help them out. Sunshinefactory.bandcamp.com. You can go download all their music. And of course, to our latest addition, Aaron, thank you so much for coming and being a part of this crazy experiment.
Thanks for having me. You guys are awesome.
Thanks. Hell yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for seeing you guys.
Hell yeah. Like I said before, we're going to have all the links on entertheshell.com. And we are now going to leave you with Little Bird. All right?
Or little
bridges.
Little okay. Bridges.
You got it.
I was right. Very close. Very close.
I'd like to say a late what's up to my friend Miles and my friend Ryan Albertson.
Coming in at the very end.
Yeah.
Nice.
To yourself.
That's going to wrap it up for another edition of the Enter the Shell Show. Sunshine Factory has been my guest. Go check him out.
Thank you, Turtle. Thank you, Kyle. We really, really appreciate it. We've had a great time. And Aaron, thank you as well. And also Mark and Matt.
Yeah. Mark, Matt, thank you guys. And JP, I just want to say a very special thank you to you for just dialing it in and getting it ready.
No problem. You're very welcome.
I always say, man, it's an evolution, and everybody just helps each other out, and that's what it's all about. Go search for Sunshine, but most importantly, find it in the factory, sunshinefactory.bandcamp.com. They're your new favorite band, and that's going to do it for another edition of the Enter the Shell Show. We are out of here. Later.
Later. I was not involved in any of that, and I feel dumber for listening.
EnterTheShell.com. Thanks for distracting.